The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
You know, my lovies, that please, I will answer your emails. I promise you. Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
The tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3438 of the BFO for right the 9th of April, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, we're celebrating National Gin and Tonic Day. Big Fatty! Puppies, Big Fatty, I love puppies. How about kitty cats?
Well, no. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right.
It's going well, y'all, your puppies today. Because you'll find out why your puppies today. Big Fatty, will we get a little treat? Maybe. Okay. Maybe a little something from the prize box. Oh, you never know about these puppies that, you know. Oh, Big Fatty, they always got a bone up. Big Fatty, I have gotten them. I've gone and made it vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, gotta see y'all today. Today, the 9th of April, National Gin and Tonic Day. Big Fatty, how appropriate. We have not one, but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, met this person at the Pride 48 in Knowledge twice. And y'all, just a very nice young man. He's a big old drink of water, he's made himself famous here recently by not getting his hairs cut, Betty. But y'all, one of my favorite stories, y'all, he is one of the co-hosts of The Gayish. I'm talking about Kyle. Big Fatty, we love Kyle. It's true. And y'all, one of my favorite stories about Kyle is, but before he came to the first Pride 48, he asked the question, are we allowed to drink while we're doing our little show? Big Fatty, he's a big old white wine in a box guy. He is indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's just... He's just the sweetest person out there. He checks on the elderly with regularity. Y'all, he brings a big package wherever he goes. Big Fatty, and likes to remind Big Fatty that 00 is bigger than zero. Big Fatty, y'all, I'm talking about everybody's favorite puppy. Big Fatty, y'all, it's young Nicholas. Big Fatty, we love young Nicholas. It's true. And y'all, by the way, young Nicholas has a new handle on the Twitty. It's Young Nicholas, N-I-C-K-L-A-S. Oh, so y'all, if you see Kyle or Young Nicholas on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake, or at least an invitation to the ballet. Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
And a full right day and National Gin and Tonic Day. We couldn't get any better. You're right, huh? What was I saying? Big Fatty, you don't know. Why should we know? It's true. Y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. But anyway, after I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Oh, y'all, I fixed me one of those bags of Asian solid. I didn't do the Asian Caesar solid yet. I'm saving that one. But I put some rotisserie chicken in with it and everything, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. It did make me gassy, Big Fatty, no surprise there. And y'all, then I had one of those orange popsicle creamsicle things, except it's made with instead of ice cream, it is made with the coconut milk. And anyway, y'all, it was pretty good. It was made with real orange juice, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I watched the well, you know what I did. I watched the news, and I watched the Jeopardy, and then I watched the Tough as Nails. Y'all, it was a good one. It was a good one. And next week is the season finale, Benny, of the Tough as Nails. And y'all, I ended up crawling into the chamber a little bit earlier than normal. It was closer to 9 o'clock rather than 9:30, and y'all slept. Well, I didn't sleep like a baby to begin with. Y'all, I laid down and I just fell off to sleep. And y'all, then y'all, I need to TT. I didn't need to by the time I got up out of the bed. Big Fatty! No, I did not wet the bed yet. Anyway, crawled back into the lava chamber, and y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Now, I did wake up slightly before 6 a.m. in the morning, but I didn't get out of the bed until about 6:30. But y'all, you know, when you know, 10 o'clock, you fall asleep, and y'all, you know, they say you get two, for every hour of sleep you get before midnight, you get the benefits of 2 hours of sleep after midnight. So, y'all, if you look at it that way, I got four and say, y'all, I had 10 hours of sleep. anyway, or I had the benefit of 10 hours of sleep. Y'all got up. I had Brofka's pizza pies, y'all. It was okay, but it normally crisp up real nicely, but it didn't do that this time. I don't know why. Let's see, what else was I gonna tell you? After I had my Brofka's and read the paper, did the Sudoku, y'all, didn't have any problem at all. It was a number 3 Sudoku, didn't have any problem. I was off on my morning nipple walk, came back. Y'all, the leaves are coming down like it was Charlie Brown's backyard. And I don't know what that means, but I think Charlie Brown always jumped into the leaves. Somebody jumped into the leaves. Who was it? I don't know. swept the leaves off the veranda, and y'all, I got some new things from the Kohl's in the mail yesterday. Y'all, I got me some of those little footy socks. I like the Adidas. What is it? Adidas? I don't know what it. Yeah, I think it is. Little footy socks. I'd gotten the regular crew socks, and I really like those. So I got those, and I got a little table runner for my table on the veranda, and I got some new napkins. Oh, Big Fatty Durwood will be so excited. It's true. After I kind of straightened up the veranda and all, and I swept the walkway and all, y'all, I took my share, and y'all, then I laid down on the bed for a little while, and y'all, now I'm y'all, I needed a little something. Y'all, I finished up those maple bacon sesame sticks that Mr. Cackle sent me. Mr. Cackle, thank you again for those. They were just lovely. Y'all, by the way, y'all, Mr. Cackle posted a picture. He posted a picture of him wearing the unfortunate socks and sandals. He justified it by saying he was not going into public because he's a shut-in. And y'all, speaking of shut-ins, that was the old gal at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you know, she's on that Elvis Presley show, and y'all, she's fretting. She's fretting because she's going to have to get her Fauci, and you know, once she gets that, she'll have to go to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shaggerty. How are you doing?
Hi, lovely.
I'm all right.
Oh, good.
Yes, I've just been recording.
Oh!
And I thought whilst I was here, I would record you a message too.
Oh, okay.
Deely's here.
Hi, Deely. Yeah. Kitty Deely.
Been quiet for a change.
Oh, well, that's
here.
The voice letter is young.
Yes.
Yeah?
He's keeping an eye.
Yeah?
What have I been up to?
Yes, what have you been up to?
Oh, not a great deal, other than recording podcasts.
Oh!
I've been playing computer games.
Have you done
your Fauci
Ouchie?
but I had to get a new laptop recently.
Oh!
And,
is it Mac?
A couple of my friends.
Apple Snack?
That they play this game called Fortnite, where you run around and pick things up and shoot things. And it's all very exciting. I get to drive a car and a speedboat and things I never do in real life.
Lovely!
Because I don't drive. Yeah, so that's been quite fun.
Oh, Lord!
You
don't drive?
Dealey doesn't like me playing it because he thinks I should be directing my attention at him.
Yes! But, what about it?
Yeah, so it's bad enough that in my podcasting life, I live in a fictional world. Now I get to run around driving speedboats and crashing into bananas with machine guns.
Crashing into bananas?
Another fictional world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The chances of me returning to actual reality anytime soon.
Are you getting a vaccine yet?
Pretty much nil, but I don't mind that too much because in the UK we're still in some form of lockdown.
Oh.
I can't keep up with it.
Oh,
but I shall stay indoors as long as possible.
Stay indoors.
As, I get to run around outside on the computer anyway. So
crashing into bananas.
World.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are no bananas with machine guns out in the real world.
Well, that's probably best.
I think I'd miss it.
Do you like bananas?
It's not quite the same, is it?
You know, the old girl, gal.
To drive a speedboat or a
Crooked Hat hates bananas,
car.
Too.
But, anyway.
Okay.
Right. Well, I think that's about it.
Okay.
So I just wanted to check in.
Thank you.
I'll send you another message soon.
Okay.
I do have to go out for a couple of chores in the next few days, so maybe I'll get to record another message then.
Okay. Well, let us know about your vaccine.
Bye-bye for now. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Bye, Squeaky Kitty.
Bye.
Other Squeaky Kitty or Grumpy Kitty.
Oh, yes, the new Squeaky Kitty.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, big dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you didn't let us know if you had gotten your vaccine yet. By the way, and when you do call back with that, do they give the AstraZeneca in the ass? Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Egg Gong, calling to check if you're feeling better from your second Fauci. Yeah, Fauci, so good you took it twice. You know what? Fauci is a very interesting and very catchy term. It sounds like that Italian Funicula song for some reason. Fauci, ouchi, 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 Fauci, ouchi. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Ed Gong. And Ed, since you ask, I'll tell ya.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report.
Oh, Big Fanny. Y'all, that, of course, was Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original Reader's Digest version of the Fauci Ouchie report. I'm happy to report that Big Fatty is 100%. Yes, Big Fatty, 100% gassy and fat. Ooh, fat. But anyway, no side effects, and I'm happy that so many folks are getting their Fauci Ouchies. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all have got some friends coming to town. And so I'll have a full report on that on Monday's little show. And y'all, Friday at Fatty's, it'll celebrate young Nicholas's celebration of exiting the birth canal with Chinese food. Yes, Big Fatty. And old gal, when you think about being at the villa, how do you feel?
The tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body.
Oh, yes, tension. Jen will help with that, you know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.